now, we do, we bless these new seasons that are opening up. New season. Lord, right now, we do, we bless these new ladders, these corporate ladders that we're resurrecting. Thank you, Lord. Okay, everybody, go ahead and return to your seat. Again, that's not the impartation for today. It's just a blessing. It's a prophetic word. But many of you are quickly going from the prison to the palace. And I felt there are situations where there was real fear and making that jump in your heart. And honestly, all that was a blessing on the dream in your heart. The desire of your heart, so that you would have that witness, not when I speak, but when he speaks. See, we must know his voice. He said his sheep know his voice. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So Jesus was moved with compassion because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Verse 37, he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest.
Итак, молите Господина жатву, чтобы выслал делателей на жатву свою.
And this is what's coming today.
Это что приходит сегодня?
It's an answer to the very prayers you prayed.
Ответ на те молитвы, которые вы молились.
The Lord today,
Господь сегодня,
this morning,
сегодня утром,
what this service is about,
это служение,
is releasing harvesters.
Это высвобождение делателей на жатву.
Goes on in chapter 10, verse 1.
И 10 стих, 1 стих.
When he had called his 12 disciples to him,
он призвал 12 учеников.
He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease.
Он дал им власть над нечистыми духами, чтобы изгонять их и врачевать всякую болезнь и всякую немощь.
He called his disciples together,
он призвал своих 12 учеников,
and he gave them power over unclean spirits,
над нечистыми духами,
over torment,
над болью,
over devils,
над демонами,
over demons,
над демонами,
over every sickness,
над каждой болезнью,
over every disease,
каждой болезнью и немощи.
That word power,
это слово сила,
is not just a dunamis,
не только
it's not just the miraculous ability,
это не только чудеса.
But it was authority.
Это был авторитет.
It was authority.
Авторитет.
And it was influence.
Это было влияние.
And what we see,
и что мы видим,
is compassion,
сострадание,
when given a place in our life,
даем место в нашей жизни,
releases great authority.
Это высвобождает великий авторитет.
When the compassion of God comes upon you,
когда сострадание Бога сходит на вас,
as an individual,
на каждого человека,
and as a church,
и также как на всю церковь.
And you allow that compassion to lead you, to move through you, and to release the kingdom, a tremendous increase in authority comes with it. And the areas where you have felt held back in times past, the areas where as a person or as a church you can get to hear,
вы просто шли до какого-то места,
and then it was like you're a mime in a box.
И потом вы как будто это пантомима у вас,
you can't get to that next breakthrough.
Вы не можете войти в следующий прорыв.
When compassion comes,
когда сострадание приходит,
that wall comes down.
Эта стена опускается.
When compassion moves you,
когда сострадание двигает вас,
it releases great authority in your life, and just like Jesus, the lives of those around you. And see, compassion is falling on this house. You also release authority to those who have been bound by poverty,
бедность,
addiction,
какими-то
shame, pornography,
порнографии, стыдом,
the cares of this world,
и все, что
the lust of the flesh,
дела плоти.
There's coming an authority with this compassion, where they will be able to overcome in their own life those unclean spirits,
эти нечистых духов,
where instead of being beat down and pushed back,
где они выйдут с этого места,
they would be able to rise up again and say, never again, never again, never again, never again, never again, and kick that devil out the door.
Выгонять этого демона.
It's time. We've been entertaining demons for too long.
Мы сильно долго проводили время с этими.
But it's when compassion comes.
Но когда приходит сострадание.
That authority is released.
А этот авторитет высвобождается.
And you're going to see.
И вы увидите.
In these prayer meetings,
во время молитвы,
and in your own closet,
и также дома, когда вы сами молитесь,
that God is going to begin to release a compassion,
Бог будет изливать сострадание,
that brings a heavy weeping,
который принесет
a heavy travail,
плач,
and it's not going to wear you out,
и вы не устанете от этого,
but it's going to begin to fan the flame of this church,
будет возжигать больше огонь этой церкви,
and it's going to release great authority,
и это высвободит великий авторитет.
You're going to see your sons and your daughters rise up in a way you've never had before.
Сыновей и дочерей, они так поднимутся, как никогда раньше.
Not only that,
не только это.
Not only when you come together in these corporate settings,
не только когда вы собираетесь вместе.
But Jesus said,
но Иисус сказал,
in Matthew 6:6,
Матфея 6:6,
when you pray,
когда вы молитесь,
he didn't say if,
он не сказал если,
when you pray,
он сказал, когда вы молитесь,
go in to your, go into your closet,
идите в свою тайную комнату,
go in to your father,
идите к своему отцу,
who is in the secret place,
который в тайном месте,
and when you make your prayer to him,
и когда вы молитесь,
he will reward you openly,
в тайне он это все вознаградит вас явно.
That's promotion,
это повышение квалификации,
that's
продвижение, это благословение, это охрана.
Verse 18,
18 стих,
he said the same thing,
он сказал то же самое,
when you fast,
когда вы поститесь,
not if,
не если.
I'll tell you one of the things in this new year.
Я скажу, что в этом новом году.
There's a much greater invitation to fasting than I've known.
Есть намного больше приглашений для поста, чем я когда-либо знал за прошлые годы.
And the Lord is saying, when you pray.
И Господь сказал, когда вы молитесь.
Come into your Father.
Входите к своему отцу.
Who's in the secret place.
Он в тайном месте.
There's some sort of personal pursuit.
Есть какой-то персональный вот, где вы идете.
That each of us have responsibility for.
Это каждый из нас имеет это.
In stewarding and fanning the corporate flame.
Где нам нужно искать Бога и так же как тело.
That prayer would not be something we just do when we come together.
Что молитва это не то, что мы делаем, когда мы собираемся вместе. Но это на персональном уровне. Мы следуем за Господом, мы его ищем.
Then when we come together in the open.
И когда мы собираемся все вместе в
открытую.
Это просто сжигается.
Pouring out rewards openly.
Это он изливает тогда награду в открытую.
You think you've seen glory.
Вы думаете, вы видели славу?
You've seen touches.
Вы видели прикосновение?
Had tastes.
Это вы умели чуть-чуть вкус, попробовали?
But I'm telling you.
Но я говорю вам.
What's coming?
Что грядет?
It's like what's been has been a drop.
Это то, что было, это как будто одна капля.
And there's a, I mean, just I see.
Я вижу.
A cleft of a rock. It's like a mountain face.
Это как просто гора, вот большая гора.
And it looked almost at first like a dam, like a Hoover dam.
Сначала оно выглядело просто как дамба.
And I know you guys have heard me say before.
Я знаю, что вы слышали, я раньше говорил.
That no man-made dam.
Что не любой человеческая дамба может удержать Божью реку. Но это намного больше, чем река. Я видел эту дамбу,
which at the same time looked like a mountain face,
и также видел, выглядит как гора.
Begin to have cracks in it,
она начинает трескать.
And begin to split.
Начинает раскалываться.
And begin to split, begin to splinter.
Начинает раскалываться.
And I felt like that what was behind it,
я почувствовал, что было за этой горой,
that was stirring this river,
которая просто двигала этой рекой,
was those prayers,
это молитвы,
that travail,
это молитвы,
that
это
compassion,
это сострадание,
the dreams that have not been public but have been stewarded in private.
Видение и сны, то, что было в тайном, не,
and as the rivers are stirring, as the waters are stirring, as the river is rising, all of a sudden this splinter and split busts wide open.
Это река, то есть гора открывается.
And I saw a waterfall.
И я видел водопад.
begin to pour down the face of this rock.
Которая начинает идти вниз вдоль этой горы.
And I saw you begin to step in and out of this waterfall.
И я вижу, как вы входите и выходите из этого водопада.
And you'd step in and tilt your head back.
Вступайте, просто поднимайте голову наверх.
And it was like an act of worship.
Это как будто вы прославляете.
But instead of singing,
но не идет песня.
You would just open up your mouth.
Открывали свой рот.
And the waterfall would just dump on you. And fill 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 and fill. Because there's a deep place in you that has been calling out to the deep place in him. At what? Psalm 42 says, deep calls unto deep.
Псалом 41 написано,
at the sound of your waterfall.
Глубь взывает в глубине при чего голосе водопада.
And there's been a certain depth
и была глубь
that we've allowed to cry out to him.
И мы позволили, чтобы это вопияло.
And he's met us with that same measure
и он встречал нас
of his glory.
С таким же уровнем его
славы. But I see the depth.
Но я вижу эту глубину.
Dropping.
Она еще идет глубже.
I see it quickly dropping.
Быстро, быстро.
It was almost like in a body of water where there's like a sandbar.
Да как будто в воде есть.
And then the landscape of the ocean quickly drops off.
Гора песка, и она постепенно падает вот так в воде.
And there's a certain depth that you've been operating in.
И вы работали на каком-то уровне глубины.
And you're getting ready to take a step off that sandbar.
И вы готовитесь вступить.
And find out how deep His love really is.
Больше, намного большую глубину, и увидите, насколько глубока его любовь.
When you allow the deep in you.
Потому что когда вы позволите этой глубине внутри вас.
To respond to the deep in Him.
Ответить на ту глубину, которая в нем.
To call out.
Взывать.
To encounter.
Встретить.
At the sound of His waterfall, at the sound of what He's pouring out.
Водопада того, что Он делает.
He says all of His waves.
Он говорит, все его волны.
Begin to billow over me.
Начинает покрывать вас.
Those waves are His goodness.
Его волны это благодать.
His mercy.
Его милость.
And when you respond.
И когда вы реагируете на это, отвечаете на звук водопада.
You can't escape His goodness.
Вы не можете пройти мимо Его благодати.
You can't escape His mercy.
Его милости.
How many of you just feel even inside you right now there's something dumping in you?
Кто из вас чувствует, что-то опускается внутри вас?
I almost feel like my chest and my belly are like a washboard. I just feel like water like. There's something happening. This is the impartation.
Это передача.
That we're going to. This is the impartation that we're going to release
today.
It's something dumping inside of us.
Что выливается?
And the way of compassion.
Состраданием.
That would unlock the depth.
Который откроет глубину.
And lead us into another man's fields.
И ведет нас
на поля других. Even where we've not labored.
И мы будем собирать зато там, даже где мы не работали.
Turn your Bible to John chapter 4.
И откройте Иоанна 4:32.
We're going to begin to move into this.
Будем двигаться в этом.
The real spirit of this message.
Это дух этого слова.
Everything up until now.
Все до этого.
Has just been building.
Мы просто строили.
I wish I could preach tonight.
Я бы не против проповедовать сегодня.
Because I feel so full.
Потому что я чувствую полноту.
Of these seven verses right now.
Вот этих семь.
For you.
Для вас.
And what they contain.
И что они имеют.
In the area of inheritance.
Когда это ваше благословение.
That is not reserved for the coming days.
Которая не для.
But the papers have already been signed.
Но бумаги уже подписаны.
The lawyer has already gone to the judge.
Все прошло.
And it's already been released. Now it's just a matter of receiving what belongs to you.
То, что ваше.
Verse 32. This is, of course, after. His disciples returned. And he had his interaction with the woman at the well.
Они имели разговор с женщиной у колодца.
They said to him, I have food to eat of which you do not know.
Но он сказал им, у меня есть пища, которую вы не знаете.
Therefore the disciples said to him, said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat?
Почему ученики говорили между собой, разве кто принес ему есть?
Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
Иисус говорит, моя пища есть творить волю пославшего меня и совершить дело его.
Now, Jesus,
Иисус,
when he taught us to pray,
когда он учил нас молиться,
he said, pray like this.
Он сказал, молитесь так.
Our Father in heaven.
Отче наш.
Hallowed be your name.
Сущий на небесах, да святится имя Твое.
Your kingdom come.
Да придет царствие Твое.
Your will
да будет воля Твоя.
on earth
на земле,
as it is in heaven.
Как и на небе.
And Jesus just showed them here.
Иисус показал им здесь только что.
My food,
моя пища,
my source of life,
моя жизнь,
is to do the will,
это делать волю,
of him who sent me.
Пославшего меня.
I feed myself,
я кормлю себя,
on the bringing of his kingdom,
когда я приношу его царство.
He, see, they had gone in and they had sandwiches.
Они поехали и покушали сэндвичи.
You know what his lunch was?
Знаете, что он кушал?
He found a woman at a well.
Он нашел женщину у колодца.
Who had five husbands.
Которая имела пять мужчин.
The woman who she, the man who she was with, was not her husband.
И с тем, которым она жила, это не был ее муж.
And he began to prophesy her out of where she was.
И он начал пророчествовать ее с того места, где она была.
By telling her everything about her life.
Он говорил все о ее жизни.
He called her out of a place of obscurity.
Вызвал ее с того места.
He called her out of a place of ridicule.
А с того места, где они.
He called her out of a place of intimidation.
Где она была под влиянием.
And he called her into purpose.
Он ее призвал к чему-то.
And he anointed.
Он ее помазал.
And commissioned her.
И послал ее.
To go and to shake a city in his name.
Идти потрясти город во его имя.
To go and create a hunger.
Чтобы она створила голод в городе.
Where an entire city.
Где целый город.
Would believe because of her testimony.
Поверил из-за ее свидетельства.
But they say it's not enough to have her testimony.
Он сказал, не хватает иметь свидетельство.
We've got to see this man for ourselves.
Нам нужно видеть этого человека.
He said, I've already had lunch.
Он говорит, я уже покушал.
I had lunch by doing the will of my father.
Я покушал, когда я делал волю своего отца.
I fed my spirit man.
Я покормил своего духовного
человека. As I saw the kingdom come in this girl's life.
Царство пришло на ее жизнь.
Job 23:12.
Иоанна 23:12.
Job said, "I desire greatly the commandments of the Lord."
Иов говорит, я жажду повелений Господа.
The words of his lips.
Слово его уст.
More than my own food.
Больше, чем свою пищу.
And there's something about placing a higher value
on
what God has to give
than
what we have on our table. That's the same thing with these ladders. The current thing you have on your table or what God has to give. He goes on, do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest.
Не говорите ли вы, что еще 4 месяца и наступит жатва? А я говорю вам, возведите очи ваши, посмотрите на нивы, как они побелели и поспели к жатве.
He said, listen, you've got to begin to look differently.
Он говорит, слушайте, вам нужно смотреть иначе на это.
You're looking at things right now in your life.
Вы смотрите на вещи сейчас в вашей жизни.
Through an understanding of how things have always been.
Через понимание того, как вещи постоянно происходили.
But you need to elevate your vision.
Вам нужно поднять ваши глаза.
You need to lift up your eyes.
Поднять ваши глаза.
Paul said it like this.
Павел сказал это так.
Colossians 3:1-3.
Колоссянам 3:1-3.
If we've been raised with Christ.
Если мы воскрешены с Христом.
Set your mind. Set your eyes, set the affections of your heart on things above, not things of this earth, that you be hidden with Christ in God. And there's something happening today that's going to allow us to lift up our eyes, to begin to see our vision rise up to where in the landscape of our life we don't just see what's in front of us, but we begin to see over the horizon to what God has for us. We begin to recognize that word horizon means where heaven meets earth.
Значит, где небо сходит с землей.
But so many times we haven't been able to see over that. We haven't been able to see past that.
Мы не видим дальше этого.
Verse 36. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.
Жнущий получает награду и собирает плод в жизнь вечную, так что и сеющие, и жнущие вместе радоваться будут.
Say, he who sows.
Он говорит, кто-то сеет.
Say, he who sows.
Сеющий.
Reaps.
Он пожинает.
He who sows.
Кто-то сеет.
Reaps.
Пожинает.
It's time to reap.
Сейчас время пожинать.
The fields are white.
Поля побелели.
And there are multiple applications of this that I'm going to get to in a moment.
И можно использовать этот стих в разных вариантах. Я сейчас.
But as I was sitting there in worship,
но когда я сидела во время поклонения,
the Lord said, "Tell them the fields are already white."
Господь сказал, что без.
Do not say 4 months and then the harvest.
Не говорите 4 месяца потом.
Right now, the opportunity that you've been waiting for, the harvest that you've been waiting for, is upon you.
Уже на вас.
Don't say, well, it's only February.
And,
you know, harvest time is normally the fall. So. There is such an acceleration in the Spirit right now. There is such a quickening in the Spirit right now that what's been reserved for tomorrow can be tasted today. But we kept ourselves from coming to that banqueting table.
Мы держали себя, и мы не могли подойти к столу.
Taste testing of the kingdom.
И попробовать царство.
Because we've had a way that seems right to us.
Потому что у нас свое понимание, как оно
будет правильно.
Как оно будет происходить.
Lord, I so need.
Господь, мне нужно.
Breakthrough in my body.
Прорыв в моем теле.
Lord, I so need healing.
Мне нужно исцеление.
But you know, there's an encounter weekend coming in August.
Знаешь, в августе будет encounter.
And maybe you'll meet me there.
И может, ты со мной там встретишься.
No.
Нет.
Today is the day of your harvest.
Сегодня день вашей жатвы.
Today the fields of your healing are white.
А поля побелели ваши жатвы.
See, we start thinking in our own way.
Знаете, мы начинаем думать.
Lord, you know, Lord, that I need a financial breakthrough.
Господи, знаешь, мне нужен финансовый прорыв.
Lord, you know that my car is in need of repairs.
Знаешь, что мою машину нужно починить.
But maybe I'll somehow just wait for a tax return.
Ну, а что если я подожду возврата от государства за таксу и я тогда заплачу?
Do not let the enemy devour your seed.
Не позвольте врагу, чтобы он съел
ваше семя. Do not let the enemy begin to devour what God has reserved for you. We begin to put off.
Мы начинаем отлаживать.
We begin to put off what God has given us today.
Отлаживать то, что Бог дал нам сегодня.
And we begin to start trying to figure out, okay, well, I can do this, this, and this.
Мы начинаем думать, я могу сделать это так, я могу сделать.
Instead of saying, okay, I obviously need to just lift up my eyes.
Или просто можно сказать, мне нужно поднять глаза и посмотреть.
I need to look at the fields of where I am.
На поле, где я.
And see all that God has poured out.
И все то, что Бог изливает.
For in this the saying is true: one sows and another reaps.
Ибо в этом случае справедливое изречение: один сеет, а другой жнет.
Verse 38. I sent you to reap for that which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors.
Я послал вас жать то, на чем вы не трудились. Другие трудились, а вы вошли.
There are two seasons of reaping.
Есть два сезона жатвы.
That I see her upon.
Которые я вижу.
This church.
В этой церкви.
And those individuals here.
И также
Is anyone here that does not consider this your church?
Есть кто-то здесь, который не считает себя частью
этой церкви. Guess what? You're here today.
Отгадайте, что вы здесь.
You're part of the promise.
И вы также часть этого обещания.
Number one.
Номер один.
It's a time to reap.
Сейчас время.
Where we
have sown. То, где мы не сеяли.
It's a time to reap.
Время собирать жатву.
Where we have sown.
И где мы сеяли.
Secondly.
Второе.
It's a time to reap.
Это собирать жатву.
Where others have sown.
Где другие сеяли.
Where their harvest was delayed.
Где их жатва была задержана. Сейчас время.
It's time. That harvest has to be claimed.
Это жатва, и
that harvest has to be brought in.
Жатву нужно принести.
And I see you beginning to reap.
Я вижу, как вы начинаете собирать.
Where you have not labored.
Там, где вы не работали.
And you know, Andre, you shared a story with me.
Андрей, ты говорил мне историю.
Last time I was here.
Прошлый раз, когда я здесь был.
About a spiritual father in your life.
Насчет духовного отца.
And a heritage that he had.
И то, что он имел.
And that heritage was stopped short.
То, что он имел, оно остановилось.
And as I was sitting there and I was reading John 4, and I said, man, they're going to reap where they've not labored. They're going to enter into someone else's labors. And I know that we touched on this the last time I was here. But I saw the spiritual inheritance and currency. It was like a dowry. Like a spiritual dowry. Does that make sense in Russian? That had been held in like a savings account, like a treasury of heaven. Because all of that had been an offering unto the Lord. All of that ministry, all of that time, all of that sacrifice he had given unto the Lord. And when he got sidetracked, that treasury
это сокровище,
did not get sidetracked with him.
Оно не ушло с ним.
It's been reserved
это одержано
in heaven.
На небе.
And I saw
я видел,
you coming into this season
ты входишь в сезон,
where that treasury
это сокровище,
that has been over his life
которое было над,
is beginning to shift
этого человека,
and come over yours.
И идет на твою.
Did you feel the wind that just came right across your forehead right there?
There's
a shifting.
You
say, well, Jason, that doesn't sound fair.
That
treasury belonged to that
man.
Well, if someone walks away from their harvest,
someone
has to tend their fields.
You
remember the parable of the
talents?
There was one who took his
talent and
hid
it.
There was others that took their talents and invested them in the fields of those around
them. А были другие, которые использовали
их. Because of the way that you,
то, как ты,
everyone who is a part of what is happening
все,
here, even those who are visiting today, because of the way that you have taken
того, как вы взяли,
the talents, the words,
таланты, слова,
everything from the building
все, от здания,
to the radio station
до радио,
to the television station, the ways that you just keep taking these,
то,
what
ты забираешь,
it seems so small in your hand,
оно может выглядеть таким маленьким, это семя.
We're just going to begin to sow this in another man's field.
Мы будем
we're going to begin to extend our boundaries and begin to reach out. God is going to begin to give to you the talents that have not been fully stewarded and invested in the lives of your brothers. And I'll tell you, not only I'll tell you the anointings here. Not only are you going to reap where you haven't labored, but very quickly, I'm telling you, we're going to put a demand today on the seeds that have been sown up until now. How many of you have a history of always reaping
30, 60, 100 fold
on your seeds? How many of you have some seeds out there that owe you a harvest? They owe you a return. See, 30, 60, 100 fold is great. But Deuteronomy
1:11
says there's a thousandfold increase available. And that's what I'm praying for. I'm praying not for 30. I'm praying not for 60. I'm not praying for 100. I'm praying for a thousandfold. Because my vision of the gospel, my vision of souls, my vision of this nation and the nations of this world burning with the fires of a revival, 30-fold is not going to do it. 60-fold is not going to do it. 100-fold is not going to do it. I need a thousandfold return. I need some other treasuries in heaven to line up over my life and begin to dump on me so I can begin to steward them as a minister of God. Now, I began to tell you earlier a vision I had this morning of a fire. A fire that had been it wasn't started, it fell. It was a fire that fell into this region.
Огонь упал в этот регион.
And when I see this region,
я когда вижу этот регион,
I don't limit it to Seattle. It's the Pacific Northwest.
Я не веду за этот северо-восточный регион.
In fact, I saw something on your Facebook.
Я видел что-то на Facebook. A picture
about the earthquake deal. The ring of fire. And that the Pacific Northwest is the only region and the ring of fire that has not had an earthquake in the last 50 years. And there's something about a sovereign protection in this ring of fire. A divine provision and promotion that is coming. It's a blessing that is being released on the Pacific Northwest. And I saw this fire fall. And as this fire fell, it began to send off sparks. And it was just
искры.
It was sparks of revival.
Искры пробуждения.
And at first it looked like flint striking flint. Flint striking flint. Flint striking flint. Flint striking flint.
Спичка в спичку.
And as it continued to increase, I saw the sparks hit all through Seattle and the surrounding areas of Yakima and Edmonds. And I saw Albany, Oregon. And I saw it started to go to the Midwest. It started to hit Chicago. It started to hit Boise, Idaho. It began to go all across the Midwest. And then there was two simultaneous spontaneous sparks. One went to New York, and one went to California. And when both landed in New York and California, all of a sudden there was an eruption of sparks that came out of this fire, where there was like these fiery arches all over this nation, literally hitting in every city. And the entire nation was set ablaze with the fires of revival. But the fire is starting here. I'll tell you, there's something happening in the Northwest, and it's going to jump out of the Northwest into the heartland. And when it jumps into the heartland, it's going to jump into the economic area and into the entertainment area. And once it's in the economic area and entertainment area, the fire is going to sweep from the Pacific Northwest and literally set ablaze the country of America, the nation of America, for revival. Because when America burns for revival, the world will burn for revival. But the fire is already here. Now it's time for it to spark. You know who those sparks are? We are those sparks. We are those sparks. We are those foxes being tied together, tail to tail, with a fire between our tails. And God is going to send us out of this place to set the heat. Sorry, I got touched. To set the field of the enemy ablaze. Because they're white.
Потому что они готовы.
They're ripe.
Они готовы к жатве.
They are ripe.
Они готовы для пробуждения.
And I'm telling you,
я говорю вам,
there's not gonna be room.
Не будет места.
There's not gonna be room.
Не будет хватать места.
To hold the resource.
Держать.
To hold the people.
Ресурсы.
That's why this wall is already in the spirit being taken out.
Поэтому в духовном
this wall of the spirit is already beginning to tremble. It's already beginning to shake. I'll tell you, I see you actually having to have renovations in the midst of services because what's coming is
going
to be 24/7, and you're literally going to have to extend in the midst of it. You'll be having a service here, and you'll have guys back here trying to be quiet. With sledgehammers, bringing that wall down. I'll tell you, I see it happening that quickly. That very quickly. The walls are going to have to come down. Room is going to have to be made. God is sending the lost. He's sending the demon possessed. I'm telling you, he's sending them to the fire so they can get free. There's going to be those who come in. They don't look like you. They don't talk like you. But they want to be like you. And I'm telling you, you're going to embrace them. You're going to give them a seat at the table. Because God said in Psalms, that he sets the solitude. He sets the destitute. He sets those without. And families. And there's an open seat at the table of this house.
За столом этого дома.
And I saw a place card on the table.
Я видел имя на столе.
And it had four words on it.
И было четыре слова.
Those who are lost.
Те, которые потеряны.
And there's such a network and a community here.
И здесь есть такое просто все живут вместе.
And it's right.
И это уже готово для этого.
See, God is the God of family.
Господь, он Бог семьи.
We talked last time about the word. About when the family came together, the Spirit of the Lord fell.
В прошлый раз, когда семья сходится вместе, Дух Бога сходит.
But you're getting ready to adopt.
Вы готовитесь просто принимать детей.
Those who are lost.
Те, которые потеряны.
They're going to show up at the door.
Они появятся в дверях.
They're not even going to realize this is a church.
Они не будут даже знать, что это церковь.
They're going to show up someone with applications in hand, thinking it's job.
Они будут приходить с аппликациями, думать, на работу здесь принимают. Мы возьмем их и поставим их здесь в огонь. Есть жатва, которая грядет. Но когда мы идем на поля, поля идут к нам. Что-то начинает двигаться сейчас. Я почувствовал это.
As I was standing there, I literally felt the ground shift under my feet. It was
like, почувствовал, как земля начала
трястись. It was like a plate, and the earth shook.
Они начинали двигаться. Плитки земные.
Maybe it's just for me.
Может, это только для меня?
But I know what's coming.
Но я знаю, что грядет.
And I'm not talking months.
Я не говорю месяцами.
I'm talking today.
Я говорю сегодня.
I know what's here.
Я знаю, что здесь.
And I know who we are in the midst
of what's here. Мы,
and I know what we're called to.
Я знаю, к чему мы призваны.
And see, there's been a contrary wind.
И был противополучный ветер.
And the wind has increased.
И ветер он умножился.
For one reason.
За на одну причину только.
To keep us out of the fields.
Чтобы удерживать нас от полей.
In fact, Shaka, verse. Ecclesiastes 11:3.
Ecclesiastes 11:3.
It says if the clouds are full of rain.
Написано, что облака наполно дождя.
They empty themselves upon the earth.
Они посушают себя на землю.
And the clouds are full.
И облаки, тучи, они полны.
How many know the clouds are full?
Ты же знаешь, тучи не полные.
They're full of the rains of revival.
Полны дождя пробуждения.
And if a tree falls to the south or north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie.
Если дерево упадет на север, юг, запад или восток, там оно будет лежать.
He who observes the wind.
Тот, который следит за ветром,
the contrary force,
то, что идет против,
will not sow,
не будет сеять.
And he who regards the clouds,
и тот, кто смотрит на облаки,
will not reap,
не будет собирать жатву.
And see, there's external circumstances,
есть вещи, которые происходят в мире, ситуации,
that not only keep us from sowing,
не только держат нас от сеяния,
but they also keep us from reaping,
но также от жатвы.
Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians 9.
И откроем 2 Коринфянам 9 глава.
Actually, excuse me, jump on down. Keep reading verse 5.
То есть 5 стих.
As you do not know what is the way of the wind,
если вы не знаете, откуда идет ветер,
or how the bones grow in the womb,
или как кости образуются в чреве матери,
of her who is with child,
та, которая беременна,
so you do not know the works of God who makes everything.
Вы не знаете дела Бога, который творит все.
In the morning,
и утром,
sow your seed,
сейте свое семя,
and in the evening, do not withhold your hand,
и вечером не удержите свою руку,
for you do not know which will prosper.
Потому что вы не знаете то, что будет благословенно.
When it says in the morning sow your seed,
написано утром сеять семя.
That's when he's saying, listen, we've got to begin to release what God has given to us.
Где мы должны высвобождать то, что Бог
дал. We've got to begin to invest.
Нам нужно инвестировать.
Both spiritually,
духовно,
emotionally,
эмоционально,
our time,
наше время,
and financially,
также финансово,
and what's coming.
То, что и
придет. Because when we sow in the morning,
потому что когда мы сеем,
he said, do not withhold your hand at night.
Написано, что не удерживай руку вечером.
What it's saying here in Ecclesiastes 11 is that the days are upon us,
дни грядут,
where we would literally sow a seed in the morning,
где мы посеем семя утром,
and reap a harvest at night.
И вечером у нас жатва.
It's an acceleration,
это умножение,
like we spoке about earlier. When we lay hold of him, and we're going to lay hold of him, we're going to sow a seed. We're going to receive an offering.
Получим приношение.
And as we sow a seed and receive an offering, I'm telling you, the glory is going to come.
Слава придет.
And then we're going to receive something tonight.
И мы получим что-то сегодня.
We're going to begin to stretch out our hand and receive.
Протянем свои руки, получим.
Tonight, 2 Corinthians 9.
2 Коринфянам 9.
Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go ahead of you, to go ahead of time and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as grudging or obligation. And see, that's what breaks open the heart of heaven is not things that we have to do. Sure.
Okay. Посему я почел за нужное просить братьев, чтобы они наперед пошли к вам и предварительно озаботились, дабы возвещенное уже благовестие ваше было готово как благословение, а не как побор.
So, Ian has got a workout today, huh?
Yeah.
I apologize. I'm sorry, I had some fire. What opens up the heart of heaven,
что открывает сердце неба,
is not when we give to God because we have to.
Это не когда мы даем Богу, потому что нам надо.
See, like for instance, we gave our tithes earlier.
Как мы раньше утром сегодня
давали пожертвование. That doesn't belong to us.
Это не нас.
That's a stewardship.
Это то, что
Бог. He said that tithe,
говорит,
that belongs to me.
Это десятая часть, это мое.
But the offerings is what is freely given.
Это то, что дается свободно.
And it's the offering, he said in Malachi 3.
И Малахия 3 это приношение.
That when the offering is given,
когда приношение дается,
when we begin to test and try in our giving, he would rebuke the devourer.
Когда мы его пробуем, то есть испытываем это, он отгонит поедающего.
That word devourer,
поедающий,
means seed eater.
Значит, тот, который ест семя.
On our behalf.
Для нас.
And see, we have seed,
у нас есть семя,
that we've been sowing,
которое мы сеем,
that the enemy's been trying to eat.
И враг просто хочет его скушать.
But we're going to go in today,
сегодня,
and we're going to make a demand on all seeds that have been sown,
семена,
and demand today a harvest
скажем,
that we would reap where we've
жатва,
sown,
там,
but we would also reap
также,
where we've not sown, that we would enter in to these other labors, these other treasuries. Then in verse 6 it tells us how. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
Причём скажу, кто сеет скупо, тот скупо пожнёт, а кто сеет щедро, тот щедрый пожнёт.
And this morning is not about an offering, it's about an impartation.
Сегодня утром это мы не переживаем за приношение, а передачу.
But even David said,
но Давид также сказал,
I will not go into the Lord's house empty-handed.
Я не войду в дом Господень с пустыми
руками. And I will not give something to him that costs me nothing.
И я не отдам ему то, что не имеет значения никакого мне.
When we begin to take what we've got,
когда мы берем то, что мы имеем,
I say, you know what, Lord?
Говорите, знаешь что, Господь?
This is nothing.
Это ничто.
Compared to what I'm dreaming.
То в сравнении с тем, что я, о чем я думаю и мечтаю.
For in you.
В тебе.
That boy with two fish and five loaves.
Тот мальчик, который имел две рыбы и пять хлебов.
He said, "I've got lunch."
Он говорит, у меня есть обед.
Or I can give it to the Lord and see what happens for the rest of the
week. Или я могу отдать это Господу и посмотрю, что произойдет.
And he gave away his lunch.
И он дал свой обед.
Not knowing if he was going to eat that day.
И он даже не знал, будет он кушать тот день или нет.
And when he gave away the little he had.
И когда он отдал то, что он малого имел.
It released a breakthrough.
Это высвободило прорыв.
For 5,000 people.
На 5,000 человек.
5,000 men plus their families.
Мужчин, не считая их, ни жен, ни детей.
And there was an abundance. There was 12 baskets left over.
И собрали 12 коробок.
Ushers, I know Elijah's in the back. We're going to sow today into this promise.
Сегодня в это обещание.
We're going to sow into this promise of these new corporate ladders being resurrected.
Эти лестницы воскрешаются.
If you'd like an offering envelope, go ahead and raise your hand.
Если вам нужен конверт, поднимите, пожалуйста, свою руку.
You can give by cash. You can give by credit card. You can make out checks to Transformation Center.
Пишите все на Transformation Center.
And what we're going to do is we're going to begin to bust open this promise.
Мы будем открывать это обещание.
We're going to begin to be those who would sow our seed in the morning.
Теми, кто сеет семя утром.
And reap in the same day.
Имеет жатву в тот же самый день.
We're going to reap in the same day.
Мы будем иметь жатву в тот же
самый день. I've never, ever, ever made this claim before. I've never, ever made this statement before.
Я не говорил этого.
But I so know that this is God.
Но я так знаю, что это.
I so know what is upon this church. I so know what is upon you as individuals.
That
I see.
Я вижу.
I see. The fields. I see how white they are. I see how ripe they are. We're going to have the band come up as well. We're going to begin to transition. I'm looking out and I'm seeing the fields. I'm seeing the landscape. And I see how ripe it is for the harvest. I see how white it is. But I see how God is inviting us to raise up our vision, to lift up our heads and begin to see differently, begin to look differently, begin to set our mind on things above and not things of this earth.
Не от этого мира.
Are you with me?
Вы со мной?
Now, at the same time,
и также
we're going to make a demand
мы будем просить
on every seed that we've sown,
каждое семя, которое мы сеем,
that has not yet produced,
которое не имело
жатвы, that the enemy has come in and devoured.
Враг пришел и съел.
How many have some seeds that the enemy has devoured?
Кто имел семена, что враг их поел?
I believe today we can show a breakthrough
seed. Я верю, что сегодня мы можем посеять прорыв.
And we can put God in remembrance of Proverbs. And if you listen, if you're sowing specifically for a return,
если вы сеете
on the seeds that have been sown that you have not yet reaped from,
и вы верите, те семена, которые вы сеяли, у вас не было жатвы, я хочу,
on your envelope,
вы написали на своем конверте,
or on the memo of your check,
или на чеке,
Proverbs 6:31. Proverbs 6:31 says, if a thief,
если враг,
is caught in the act,
он его споймают.
If someone has come in and stole from you,
кто-то пришел и украл от вас,
he must pay back sevenfold.
Он должен выплатить в 7 раз больше.
And see, I'm believing for you today.
Я верю, что вы сегодня
for a sevenfold payback. A sevenfold recompense. A sevenfold restitution.
На 7 раз больше.
Of all that's been stolen.
Все, что было украдено.
As well as a thousandfold increase.
И также умножение.
Deuteronomy 1:11.
Второзаконие 1:12.
The original harvest.
Оригинальная жатва.
Was not 30.
Не было 30.
It was not 60.
Не 60.
It was not 100.
Не 100.
it was a thousandfold harvest. And see, if we're believing for expansion,
if
we're believing for enlargement,
if
we're believing for advancement, we need that thousandfold return. We need a thousandfold return on the favor, the blessing, the grace, and the strength of God. Again, does anyone need an envelope? Can you raise your hand? Yes, we'll come around to you. We've got some others over here. Elijah. Come on. There's something bigger. There's something bigger. Come on, right now, this is not, it's not about a Sunday morning. I'm hearing that same song in my spirit that Lana was singing earlier. There's something bigger. There's something bigger. Come on. I do. This, I'm telling you, just like in Ecclesiastes, we're going to sow in the morning and we're going to reap at the same day. There is something about... Oh! Those of you who are watching online as well, you can donate right now to Transformation Center. You can sow a seed into Transformation Center. I'm telling you right now, what comes in right now goes right into them, the expansion of this building, the expansion of their tent, the promise of what's coming. Right now, you need to sow into this church. You need to give into this church. If you're watching around the world, this ministry is feeding you. They're breaking bread for you. They're pouring out new wine for you. They are pumping life into you. It's time to sow. It's time to give back to those who have given to you and see an increase, to see a harvest. Can we sing that? There's something bigger. Everyone to your feet. Come on, everyone to your feet. We're going to begin to sing this. Does everyone have your offerings prepared? I'm going to pray over the offerings. And we're going to come up, we're going to begin to sing this, and then we move into a time of impartation. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. God, I believe you're breaking ground right now. I believe you're breaking ground right now. And these seeds are like jackhammers in our hands right now. God, in the name of Jesus, I speak to those corporate ladders that they will be raised up in this place. Lord, there will be brand new opportunity, brand new breakthrough. Lord, that every seed that is being sown, when we think of the man or the seed that has been sown, want you to say this prayer with me.
Я хочу, чтобы вы сказали эту молитву вместе со мной.
Father,
Отец,
Lord, the enemy has stolen from me.
Господь, враг украл от меня.
He's tried to kill.
Он хотел убить.
He's tried to destroy.
Просто убить.
He's tried to separate me from you.
Отнять меня от себя.
And Lord Jesus,
и Господь Иисус,
today,
сегодня,
I am coming to you.
Я иду к тебе.
And I am putting you.
Я ставлю тебя.
In remembrance.
Я помню тебя.
Of every word.
И чтобы напоминать тебе
каждое
слово, которое ты говорил в мою жизнь,
over every promise,
каждое обещание,
that you have given me,
которое ты давал мне.
And God, right now,
и Господь сейчас,
I ask for your fire.
Я прошу твоего огня.
Come on, ask him for his fire right now.
Огонь сейчас.
Lord, set me ablaze.
Пошли твой огонь.
Set me ablaze.
Пошли
твой огонь. Lord, let the fire.
Чтобы огонь.
Lord, let harvest.
Чтобы
fire
go.
Now listen. I've got some resources out there. I want to give some stuff away. Nellie's going to be out there.
I'll tell
you, Nellie's got the anointing on her right now too. So if you want to get smacked by the glory, get you some product. Then you got to talk to Nellie. Hey, this one's about faith. The doorway to miracles. It's all about how love releases creative miracles. In the bookstore, it's out the book table right out there. This one is anointed and activated.
Okay?
It's about the anointing and what we do with it.
All
right, four messages. Everything from the breaker anointing
to
a life under the influence. Under the influence of the wine of the Holy Spirit. Also, Holy Spirit synergy,
энергия Святого Духа,
and power evangelism.
Сила Евангелия.
These are also those of you who are watching online. They're also available on my website.
На моем веб-сайте.
JasonHooper.org.
JasonHooper.org.
www.JasonHooper.org. This is Return, Revive, and Restore.
Возвращение, восстановление, пробуждение. Также ведь слово.
The first message I ever brought.
Первое слово, которое я принес в Transformation Center.
About coming out of Lodavar.
Выходить из Лодовара.
Also entering his gates with thanksgiving and the prayers of David in the book of Psalms, that God would return to them as a nation, revive them as a people, and restore them. Who wants this? Alrighty, I'm just going to put it here. There you go. Those are all available. I only brought 10 of each. They're all available with Nellie.
Okay?
They'll only be available this morning. Alright, don't forget Todd Bentley. 5 p.m. today. What time are the doors going to be open? Okay, doors will open at 4:30. You can get in and get a seat. Awesome. Bless the Lord. Thank you again for having me back in your home. So excited about what God has for Transformation Center in the coming days. It's going to be awesome. Воздайте славу Богу!
Thank you, Jesus. Наш Господь Всемогущий Бог, еще где-то примерно карат-полтора на этот Honeystone. Просто сверхъестественным образом опять появился. Слава Иисусу. У нас уже стало привычным моментом. Самое главное вовремя свету в облако славы за это занести. Аллилуйя. Хорошо, дорогие, увидимся с вами в 5. Не пропуститесь, будет много людей. Придите занять места получше. Благословений всем вам, дорогие. Не забудьте продукцию. Увидимся сегодня вечером. Спасибо. God bless you. See you guys later. Bye-bye.